sitting comfortably erect, notice the experience of being present for this moment of embodied experience. Feelings of pressure, temperature, movement, all a natural and normal part of being alive. And particularly, the characteristic sensations noticeable as you inhale and exhale, mindfulness of breathing. There are three characteristic approaches to this practice. In Pali, the words are adipi, sati, sampajanya. We understand them in English as diligent, mindful, clear comprehension. Diligence basically means being alert. Present awareness is mindfulness. And clear comprehension involves an investigation of the flow of sensational experience and the kind of mental phenomena that come along with that. Notice the sensations that are available for investigation around the rim of the nostrils. You might notice it as pressure, subtle contact of air touching the skin and the small hairs around the rim of the nostrils. Once again, diligent, mindful, clear comprehension. Looking closely and persistently with ongoing curiosity to notice wherever sensations occur as you inhale and exhale normally. Now expand the range of your diligent investigation. See if you can notice sensations in the area of the upper lip. Inevitably, when you inhale and exhale, air is moving across the skin of the upper lip. Searching for it with a kind of relaxed curiosity enhances the characteristics of diligent and mindful, clear comprehension. Of course, attention will be drawn away, often by the sound of my voice. You simply notice it as an additional phenomena in the range of experience. But bring that quality of diligent investigation of the sensations as you breathe in and breathe out to the forefront of your attention. And let any distractions just come and go. Letting go of any preoccupation or attachment to them. Now I invite you to also include in this diligent investigation whatever sensations might be noticeable as air moves past the rim of the nostrils, up through the nasal passages. You can notice the air moving past that septum, that piece of tissue that separates one nostril from the other. Whether you actually vividly notice that sensation at this point is not as important as your active interest in searching it out. Is the sensation of breathing more noticeable with the inhalation or when you exhale? Maintain an active curiosity in noticing how the sensation changes between the in-breath and the out-breath. It is certain that when the air moves in and out of the nostrils, it strikes, the molecules of the air strike the upper area of the sinuses, even up into the forehead, but more importantly, that eustachian tube that runs from the upper part of the nose down to the throat. I assure you, there are sensations to be noticed in that area. So you have a range now for investigation. Be curious about where the sensation is most noticeable. It might be the rim of the nostrils or the upper lip. It might be the nasal septum. It might be the eustachian tube. A little bit of dangling flesh at the back of the roof of the mouth is called the uvula. it is also affected by the sensations that occur when we breathe in and breathe out. It might be surprising for you to realize that the sensations that are noticeable from the uvula forward on the roof of the mouth all the way to the gum line for the front teeth and the top of the mouth, you can notice the sensations as the air moves across that flesh. See if you can notice the pressure as air swirls around in the cavity of the mouth, brushing up against the gums and even the teeth. Sensations can be observed in your teeth as you breathe in and breathe out. If you are persistent in investigating, it's an active, relaxed curiosity, not a forced examination. Just being curious and sensitized through that curiosity. You might be frustrated because you're not able to really notice those subtle sensations that I've been describing. Wherever the sensation is most noticeable in that range, focus on that and then carefully move your attention around that area. See if you can notice around the edges of that area of sensation, more sensations. Sort of like spreading warm butter on toast. Kind of move your attention gently from one area to the other. Final area for investigation. See the meat of the upper lip, the flesh that exists between the inner lining in front of the gum line and the upper teeth to the outer skin from the lips all the way up to the nose. Let your attention soak into that area. In the same way that water soaks into a sponge. It's possible to notice the changing sensations as the air moves around the skin. And also changes the sensation on the inner lining of the upper lip in front of the teeth. You might even notice that the flesh between the skin and the lining is full, almost puffy, very rich, relatively unchanging area of sensation that can be investigated also. You now have an entire zone that exists between the nostrils and the upper palate. All of that flesh and the upper lip is full of sensation, some of it changing because of the way the air moves around those areas. But alive, rich with sensational awareness. A great place to practice diligent, mindful, clear comprehension. What helps my practice is to imagine that every time I exhale, I'm opening up more curiosity, more capacity for investigation into those areas. And those areas become rich resources for mindful awareness. A refuge from the chatter, distraction, tension, and urgency elsewhere in the body and the mind. when I was a Boy Scout, we practiced lighting fires. Part of what you have to do is you get a little bit of kindling burning, and you very carefully breathe into it. If you breathe too hard, you'll blow out the flame. But if you breathe too softly, it will not provide energy for the flame. So you gently breathe into the flame and it becomes warmer and brighter. It might help to use that strategy in your practice of investigating these areas as you practice mindfulness breathing meditation. Notice when your attention wanders. What this means is that the application of diligent, mindful, clear comprehension is not yet sufficiently developed. You just keep reminding yourself, be alert, be mindful, be curious about what can be noticed in all those areas I described as you breathe in and breathe out. Adapi Sati Sampajanya. The more you generate active, investigative interest in the process of breathing in and breathing out, the more space it takes up in your mind. And the less space there is for thoughts to become predominant. Just a question of intentional channeling of the energy of your attention using Adapi Sati Sampajanya as a motivating approach to the practice. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.